read some scripture together as we begin. We'll start with our theme verse from Jeremiah 31, verse 3.
我们从主题经节耶利米书三十一章 第三节。
The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you.
古时耶和华向以色列显现说，我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。
Let's turn to Gospel of Mark.
让我们翻到啊。
Chapter 10.
马可福音第十章。
Start with verse 6.
我们从第六节开始。
But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife. The two shall become one flesh, so that then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate.
但从起初创造的时候，神造人是造男造女。因此人要离开父母与妻子联合二人成为一体既然如此夫妻不再是两个人乃是一体的了所以神配合的人不可分开
Continuing in Mark 10 verse 10 In the house his disciples also asked him again about the same matter So he said to them Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her And if a woman divorces her husband and marries another she commits adultery
我们从第十节继续到了屋里门徒就问他这事耶稣对他们说凡休妻另娶的就是犯奸淫辜负他的妻子妻子若离弃丈夫另嫁也是犯了奸淫了
And now verse 13 different subject
十三节好像换了一个题目
Then they brought little children to him and that he might touch them but the disciples rebuked those who brought them but when Jesus saw it he was greatly displeased and said to themLet the little children come to me. Do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God.
有人带着小孩子来见耶稣，要耶稣摸他们，门徒便责备那些人。耶稣看见就恼怒，对门徒说：“让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在神国的正是这样的人。”
Verse 16. And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them.
16节于是抱着小孩子给他们按手为他们祝福。
And let's turn to Matthew 18.
我们现在翻到马太福音十八章。
Matthew 18 and we're reading just from verse 6.
马太福音十八章第六节。
For whosoever causes one of these little ones to believe, who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of offenses, for offenses must come, but woe to the man by whom the offense comes.
马太福音十八章六到七节，凡使这信我的一个小子跌倒的。倒不如把大磨石拴在这个人的颈项上沉在深海里这世界有祸了因为将人绊倒绊倒人的事是免不了的但那绊倒人的有祸了
And verse 10 Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones for I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of the Father who is in heaven
第十节你们要小心不可轻看这小子里的一个我告诉你们，他们的使者在天上常见我父的面。
Now we turn to Luke chapter 10.
我们翻到路加福音第十章。
Verse 25.
第二十五节。
And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested Jesus, saying, What shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to them, What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?And he answered and said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he, Jesus, said to him, You have answered rightly. Do this, and you will live. But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, Who is my neighbor?
路加福音第十章二十五节到 29节，有一个律法师起来试探耶稣，说：“夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生？”耶稣对他说：“律法上写的是什么？你念的是怎样呢？”他回答说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。”耶稣说：“你回答的是，你这样行就必得永生。”那人要显明自己有理，就对耶稣说：“谁是我的邻舍呢？”
Verse 30, and then Jesus answered and said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, departed, leaving him half dead.
耶稣回答说，有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去，落在强盗手中，他们剥去他的衣裳，把他打个半死，就丢下他走了。
And we know the priest passed him, the Levite passed him. Then in verse 33, the Samaritan, but a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. When he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring oil and wine, and he set him on his own animal and brought him to the inn to take care of him.
我们看到那个祭司就过去了，利未人也过去了。直到33节，没有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他就动了慈心，上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处，包裹好了，扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里去照应他。
Verse 36, so which of these three do you think were neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said, he who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said, go and do likewise.
36节，耶稣说，你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？他说是怜悯他的。耶稣说，你去照样行吧。
Then just one more verse in John chapter 13.
最后一处就是在约翰福音13章。
Reading verse 34 and 35.
然后34、35节。
New commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
约翰福音十三章三十四、三十五节，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Let's pray together.
祷告。
Father, we thank you for this chance to open your word together.
父，我们谢谢你给我们这样机会，能一起打开你的话语。
We thank you, Father, that we have this season in which we can contemplate your everlasting love for us.
父，谢谢你给我们这一段时间，我们可以默想你对我们那永远的爱。
We look at so many ways that you expressed and showed your love to us.
我们看到你在那么多的方面来向我们彰显你的慈爱。
And even as we study this and consider this, we hear you calling us to follow you and go and do likewise.
当我们默想思想你的慈爱的时候，你也吩咐我们，我们也要如此行。
So as we read the words and actions of our Lord Jesus this morning, we pray you show us how we can go and do likewise.
所以主啊，当今天早晨，当我们在读主耶稣他所言所行的，主啊，你也教导我们，我如何在我们的生命当中能活出你的爱。
May be the case that our love will be a testimony, and they may know that we are yours, Lord Jesus.
但愿我们的爱也能够成为一个见证，世人能知道我们是属于你的。
Commit this time to you and trust in your Holy Spirit to help us.
我把这段时间交在你的手里，请也相信圣灵能够帮助带领我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
是奉靠耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. So we've been on this theme of studying the everlasting love of God.
我们讲这个主题，讲到神永远的爱。
Two weeks ago, I think Dana was sharing, and he shared as he's been out of the Gospel of John.
两周前 ，Dana 弟兄从约翰福音当中有跟我们分享。
We find in two places in John 13 and 15, we find the Lord giving this new command that you love one another as I have loved you.
我们看在约翰福音两处13章和15章，主都给这个命令，就是我们要彼此相爱，像主怎么样爱我们一样。
So part of what we're doing today is to ask the Lord, what are the ways that we can love one another?
所以今天我们在一起思想的就是 我们如何在哪些方面能够彼此相爱呢？
Last month I shared on the topic of the revolutionary love of Christ.
上一次我有分享讲到基督那革命性的爱。
So this is sort of a follow-up from that.
今天所要分享的就是跟上一次是一个系列跟进的。
What we looked at last time and we're looking at today is to consider what society is like without Christ.
我们上一次就做了一个这样比较，就是社会是什么样的一个样子，当他们不认识基督的时候。
And when we see what society was like in the Roman Empire, at that time, we see how radical and extreme the love of Jesus is.
我们看到了在罗马时期那个时候社会的样子，然后基督的爱在那个时期是显得多么的激进的，多么的不同一样，不同寻常的。
We often take things for granted, that the love of Jesus.
我们很多时候把耶稣的爱当作是很正常、很平常的。
So last month we pointed out that in Roman society, it's very hierarchical, from the rulers up to the top, down through the citizens, the non-citizens, and then slaves of different levels.
上一次我们就讲到罗马的社会里它是阶层性的，从那个皇帝，然后到到百姓，到公民，到不是公民，到奴隶，他们是这样非常的一种阶层性的。
And we say that in that kind of hierarchy in society, what happens is people are valued by where you are in status.
所以在那种阶级性的社会当中，阶层性的社会当中，人的价值就是在你是哪一个阶层的人。
And generally, you could look down on people of lower status, especially the slaves, and really consider them non-human. They're less than human.
甚至你可以就是上面的一个阶层的人就可以瞧不起下面的一个阶层的人，尤其是关于奴隶，他们被都不被当作人来对待。
And indeed, there are many, many examples of that in Roman society.
所以在罗马的社会当中有非常多的这样的例子。
I gave an example, I don't know if you remember it, but I gave an example of when one slave killed his master, they killed all 400 slaves for that punishment, because it was the right thing to keep order.
比如说一个极端的例子就是一个奴隶把他的奴隶主杀了，我们上一次举的一个例子，然后结果呢他们就把其余的400个奴隶都杀掉了，因为他们觉得是这样做能够保证这个社会的阶层的正常的一个阶层性。
So what happens of course is you look down, you treat some, think of someone as less than human, then of course you can treat them horribly.
如果你觉得有些的这些奴隶不是人，连人都不是的话，你就可以非常的恶劣的各种各样的方式来对待他们。
So if you're higher status, you can treat people of lower status.
如果你是高阶层的人，你就可以好像虐待低阶层的人。
So what we call today abuse, in many kinds of abuse, they would just say, well, if that's the right of the person above.
今天我们说这些是很多种，这些都是虐待当时的，但当时的人他们会觉得说这个就是社会的这种阶层性是正常的。
So sadly, this is true in most human societies.
很不幸，这在人类历史上是很多的社会都是这样的。
And it comes out of the way that humans, in our fallen nature, that's how we build our societies and treat one another.
这就是堕落的人如何来建造我们的社会，然后我们来彼此如何相待。
But last time we also reviewed the fact that God does not view us that way at all. He views every individual person as a creation of his in the image of God.
但是上一次我们讲到神并不是这样来看待人的，他对待每一个人，他看每一个人都是按照神的形象所造的人。
The problem is the fall.
问题发生就在人的堕落上面。
So when we fell from that idea that, that we had in the garden where God has created each one for fellowship with each other and with him.
当我们堕落的时候，我们就从在伊甸园里神造我们的时候的目的堕落下来，本来造我们目的是我们要彼此能够有交通，跟神有交通。
And then we fell, and now we view people differently.
因为我们的堕落，我们现在看人也是不一样的。
What's the first thing that happened after the fall? What's the first event we hear about after they're outside the garden?
在伊甸园之外，在人堕落之后，最先发生的事是什么呢？
Well, Cain killed his brother.
该隐就把他的兄弟杀了。
So there's Cain, not viewing his brother as a creation of God that he can love and respect, but as competition.
该隐没有看到他的兄弟是神所造的，是神所祝福的，而是看到了他的兄弟是他的竞争的对手。
So there we have it right away, the first murder.
所以在那里我们就有地历史上第一个的谋杀。
But Jesus, in his words and his actions, as we see in the Gospels, Jesus shows us that God's love is for every single person.
所以在耶稣的话语当中，在福音书里耶稣行为的记载当中，我们看到耶稣对每一个人的爱。
We see that Jesus is ignoring those status things and welcoming everybody.
我们看见耶稣就忽视了整个，略过了很多社会的阶级，他爱每一个人。
So today we're going to continue and look at three areas where we see Jesus showing love, and these are areas where we can then show his love to others.
所以今天我们就看到三方面，耶稣是如何将他的爱彰显出来，也在这个三个方面，我们能够如何把主的爱在彼此当中彰显出来。
So today we're going to look at how Jesus showed his love, he expressed his love in care for children.
今天我们看见耶稣表达他对儿童的爱和关护。
And he expressed his love by giving us the gift of marriage, restoring marriage to what God had designed.
他也把爱的祝福赐给我们，在婚姻当中赐给我们，让我们看见婚姻是神的设计。
And then a just general way that the Lord shows us to have compassion on those who are suffering.
然后同时在神也让我们看见我们要对那些受苦的人有施怜悯的心肠。
And each of these areas, he's giving us direction on how we can love one another.
然后在每一个这样的方面，他都给我们一些方向，让我们知道我们如何能够彼此相爱。
So everything we talk about today, everything of course,is based on the fact that our Lord Jesus went to the cross and made it possible for us to receive his love and love others. That's the basis of everything.
今天我们所讲的一切的根基都是在于主耶稣已经上了十字架，也把他的生命所赐给了我们，让我们看见了他的爱，也能够让我们能活出他的爱。
So first, let's just remind ourselves how the Lord treated children. He welcomed children.
首先我们就看到主他是如何对待儿童的，他如何来接纳儿童。
And we read in Mark chapter 10, we find this case where the disciples pushed them away. Children, that is. Don't bring the children.
我们在马可福音看到这个门徒们，他们不愿意让人把孩童带到耶稣面前。
In Mark 10, we see the disciples rebuked probably the parents who are bringing their children.
很可能是这些儿童的父母把儿童带来耶稣。然后呢，但是门徒去责备那些人。
Verse 14, but Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, let the little children come to me. Do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God.
耶稣看见就恼怒，对门徒说，让小孩子来我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在神国的正是这样的人。
Verse 16, and he took them in his arms, laid his hands on them and blessed them.
16节，于是抱着小孩子们，给他们按手，为他们祝福。
So looking into this, the Bible scholars say that that word blessed is a very strong one. It's not just, oh, you're blessed. It's blessings poured on person. And coming from Jesus, it's very profound.
圣经学者说这里这个祝福这个词啊，不是说简单的就是说我祝福你就这样，而是说非常强烈的耶稣在那里很认真的完全的把祝福倾倒给这些孩子们。
Now we know these verses so well and we hear them from the time we're young. Here's Jesus, we have the picture of him holding children in his lap. It's just the normal thing.
这个经节让我们觉得好像是很熟悉。我们小的时候就看到那幅图画，好像在耶稣怀里抱着很多的小孩子。
But as we mentioned in the last message, it was the opposite of the normal thing at the time.
但是就像我们上次信息里所讲到的，耶稣这样的作为是在那个时代是非常不同寻常的。
The Greek and Roman attitude toward children is that the weak ones should just perish.
所以希腊人和罗马人他们认为孩童们那些软弱的他们就应当灭亡。
After all, they believe that the strong should be the ones who rule.
他们相信呢强壮的要掌权。
So if you have a baby that's deformed, what do you do?
如果你有一个孩子他是有缺陷的你做什么呢？
You let them die.
你就让他们死去。
In some cases, you actually take them to the garbage dump and let them die.
有的时候人甚至把这些孩子带到那个垃圾场里就让他扔在那里让他们死去。
And this was a normal practice and they thought it was right.
这个对他们来说是一个很正确的做法。
And even the children that live, many children, or about half of the children, especially poor ones, would die before the age of 12.
就是活下来的那些孩子就包括正常的孩子其中有一半的人在12岁以前都会死亡。
So you're not going to invest that much in the children because you don't know, you know, which ones are going to actually become useful and show that they're strong. You can't quite tell.
所以你就不能够好像花更多的心思投资在这些孩子身上因为你不知道哪一个孩子能活下来哪一个孩子是强壮的。
So with this idea, a child doesn't prove that they're valuable until we see that they're useful and strong.
所以因为这样的想法那么孩子他们就是没有什么价值除非有一天当我们看到了他们是有用的也是强壮的。
And of course that means that the weaker ones, the ones that are questionable, you discard them. You don't treat them well or worse. You can abuse them.
那换句话说那些软弱的你就可以不用很好的对待他甚至虐待他们把他们放在旁边。
Now, of course, good Jews were the exception because they understood from Scripture that God loves each one.
我们知道犹太人他们好的犹太人他们不一样因为从圣经上他们看到神爱人。
But you can see here, even the disciples say, don't keep the children away. They're a nuisance. They're not important. We don't want to distract Jesus.
所以这里但是我们看到的这些门徒们说这些小孩子们他们不要不是那么重要他们不要让转移大家的注意力打搅耶稣的服事。
So when we see Jesus welcoming the children into his lap, didn't matter if they're the weak ones or the dumb ones or whatever,He loved each one and blessed them.
对，当我们看到这幅图画，当耶稣让孩子们坐在他的怀中的时候，无论是孩子软弱的，哪怕是愚蠢的，他不管他们什么样子，他都爱他们。
And he's demonstrating that love of God in front of the people. They could see, oh, this is different.
对，他就在人们的眼前把神的爱彰显出来，让人看见这是何等的不一样。
And then, as we read.Verses from Matthew 18, Jesus said even stronger things about children.
在马太福音十八章里面，看到耶稣说，关于孩子一样的是更强壮的话，更强力的话。
We heard that he uses very severe language when it comes to what an adult does with a child. If you cause a child to stumble, it's very severe in God's sight.
在这里的时候，他告诉说。让一个小子跌倒，一个小孩子跌倒的时候，他用非常严厉的话语告诉这样人这样的后果。
So we read in Matthew 18, verse 6, whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin or to stumble, it would be better for him to have a millstone hung around his neck, and he would drown in the depth of the sea.
就是在马太福音18:6。凡是这信我的一个小子跌倒的，倒不如把大磨石拴在这人的颈项上，沉在深海里。
Verse 10, take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven.
第十节，你们要小心，不可轻看这小子里的一个。我告诉你们，他们的使者在天上常见我天父的面。
So.The Lord used very strong language. It wasn't just, oh, be nice to the children. It said, God sees every child as important. And you are not to cause them to stumble or sin.
在这里主耶稣用了非常严厉的话。神不单是非常重视每一个的孩子小孩子。而且呢在天父的眼中这一个每个小子都是非常重要。你们要小心不可以让这些小孩子犯罪或跌倒。
If you wonder how severe this is, just keep in mind that in verse 8 and 9, he talks about if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. Jesus uses very dramatic language, and he's actually talking about the children situation.
如果你想知道他这个严厉到什么程度的话，你看第八节、第九节你就知道了，因为这里讲到说，如果你手犯罪，就把手切到；如果你要是脚犯罪，就把脚切丢下来。砍下丢掉。他这里讲的背景就是讲的对待小子犯罪的事情。
And then in verse 11 he says, For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost.
第十一节，人子来为要拯救失丧的人。
And then he goes into that positive part as he talks about the lost sheep.
然后之后他就讲到积极的方面，讲到那些失丧的羊。
He spoke about that last month, that last time that Jesus seeks each one.
上个月我们讲到积极的一方面，神就寻找每一个人，神要使用每一个人。
So the teachings and the actions of Jesus revolutionized the whole attitude about children.
所以耶稣的教导和耶稣的行为，就好像关于人对小孩子这样所有的态度的一个革命性的不一样。
And we still need that today.
我们今天其实也是同样需要的。
Just as a reminder, today we don't take our babies and put them on the garbage pile. We have abortion.
其实换句话说，今天呢，我们虽然没有把孩子们扔到垃圾桶里，但是今天我们却有堕胎。
Think of many places where you guys know it, CCP one child policy, what happened to babies? They're discarded if they don't fit.
我们也知道在中国因为这个共产党要一胎的政策，然后如果是要不合这样的政策的话，那孩子会怎么样呢？
So fallen man all over the world is still doing the same thing of considering a child less than human and discarding them.
所以全世界的人还是做同样的事情，他们觉得这一个孩子好像可以把他不当人看，可以把他扔掉。
But Jesus taught us the truth.
但是耶稣却把真理告诉给我们。
The early followers of Jesus followed this principle.
Yeah. 初期早期跟随基督的圣徒们，他们都跟随这样的原则。
Those early believers would love each one of their children and not discard.
那些初期的信徒，他们就爱他们每一个孩子，也不会丢弃他们。
There are some early Christians were actually led to go retrieve.Babies. They would see a baby discarded to die and they would save them.
甚至一些早期的基督徒，他们会看到一些孩童，他们要死去，他们会去把这些孩子接回来，去拯救这些孩子。
So they were living out the love of Christ right there.
他们就在那里活出基督的爱。
Then as the number of Christians grew in the Roman Empire, then their influence grew.
在罗马的社会当中有随着更多更多的人信主成为基督徒，他们对社会的影响也更多加重。
And we know eventually, in roughly three centuries, Christianity went from being persecuted to the emperor becoming Christian, and then there was even more influence.
所以到了第三世纪，从之前基督徒受迫害，到第三世纪甚至皇帝都变成了基督徒，然后之后他就整基督教就影响了整个的社会。
So the influence of Christ even led to, in the 4th century, the Roman Empire made a law that you can't discard your child, you have to raise your child.
因着基督的这样的影响，甚至到了第四世纪，罗马的国家帝国就颁布了一个法律，就说你必须要养育你的儿童。
So we see howOur Lord Jesus influenced culture to move away from such a sinful approach to the way God looks at every person.
我们看到了我们主耶稣他如何在人类的社会当中历史上的做工，把人原来那个罪的对待孩童的这些的想法转变改变成神对人的价值看法。
How about us?
那么对于我们呢?
As we consider ourselves, we of course actually we embrace the Lord's view of children. We care about each one.
对于我们，我们应当是拥抱主对孩子的看法，我们应该关心每一个孩子。
The Lord wants us to see things His way.
主希望我们能够看事情用他的眼光来看。
That's why this room is empty, half empty.
所以为什么我们房间里面有一半的座位是空的？
Because we're upstairs with the children.
在楼上面。
Because each child is important.
因为每一个孩子都很重要。
Even the ones who aren't so smart and strong.
哪怕他不强壮的，不很聪明的。
Because Jesus showed us that he cares about every single one.
因为耶稣让我们看见他爱护他关心每一个孩子。
It's our role to love them.
我们的责任就是来爱他们。
So the second thing we want to look at today is how Jesus did this amazing thing of restoring marriage to what God's design is.
第二件事情我们今天看就是耶稣所做的奇妙的事情，他恢复了婚姻。神起初对婚姻的设计。
So we also saw in Mark 10, the earlier part of Mark 10, where the issue of marriage and divorce came up.
我们看马可福音第十章前半部分就讲到了离婚和婚姻的问题。
Now before we say that, just a reminder again, in Roman society, marriage did not mean... Well, let's put it this way. The idea of one man, one woman in marriage where you're faithful was not the normal thing in Roman society.
在罗马的社会当中，在婚姻当中，一个男人和一个女人结合，然后彼此忠诚，在罗马当中的社会当中，他们没有这样的观念。
Again, it was about status.
他们再一次，他们的观念是关于社会的阶层。
So if I'm a high status Roman citizen, then I probably can just choose multiple wives.
如果我在罗马社会中是一个高阶层的人，我可能就会选择好几个妻子。
And anyone who's in a lower status, not only could they choose them as wife, or in some cases, they could choose you as a slave.
在那些低阶层的人，不单是这个高阶层人可以选择他成为妻子，甚至可以选择他成为他的奴隶。
Sometimes the men couldn't even find women in their class because they were taken by the men above.
所以有的时候，那个同一个阶层的男性甚至找不到的同一个阶层女性来结婚，因为呢，那些女性都被好像被高阶层的人抢走了。
And of course, there was lots of prostitution.
所以同时呢，也有很多的娼妓。
There's a complete double standard. So if you're a high class woman, then you should be virtuous and you should be faithful to your husband.
然后同时社会有双重的标准。如果你是高阶层的妇女的话呢，那么你应该是贞洁的，向你的丈夫是忠心的。
But a good man was simply someone who didn't sleep with someone else's wife.
对他们来说，道德上一个好的男性就是没有和其他人的妻子发生关系。
In other words, if he was modest, he would control himself by using a prostitute instead.
所以如果说这个人他是有一点点良性的话，他应当是没有犯这样的奸淫，他可能是用一个妓女来替代。
Now, the reason I bring up these details is we just don't realize how dark things are outside Christ's influence.
我们举这些例子，其实就是很多时候我们不知道，在基督的影响之外，世界是多么的黑暗。
So I have these words from a Bible scholar.
有一个圣经学者这样讲。
He was saying that if you went to a Roman citizen, the idea of sexual abuse, right, what we consider abusing someone, didn't make any sense to them.
如果你到罗马的社会当中，你跟他讲到说对别人的性虐待的话，这种概念对他们来说好像没有，完全没有。
Because they believed a higher status man can do anything he wants with a lower status woman, child, slave.
因为他们觉得高阶层的男性对于低阶层的妇女、奴隶、儿童可以做他们想做的任何的事情。
So when we see how dark it is, then we really appreciate here Jesus is affirming what marriage is.
当我们看到了那些的黑暗，多么的黑暗，我们在这里，我们真的感谢主，让我们看见主，让我们看见婚姻真正的样式应该如何。
So we just had a wedding, so of course we hear these words very recently.
我们最近刚有一个婚礼，所以我们听到很多关于婚姻的经节。
In verse 6 of Mark 10, Jesus said, But from the beginning of creation,
第马可福音十章第六节，但从起初创造的时候，
And he reminds us that God created man and woman to be together, and he affirms not just that, but it's one man, one woman, and that is where intimacy should be only.
然后他就告诉我们说，神是造男造女，造一个男人，造一个女人，也告诉我们在神的婚姻当中，两个人是应该如何亲密的联合。
So in contrast to what the world is doing, within marriage, that's where intimacy should be, and outside it is sin.
让我们看到了在神的创造当中，在婚姻当中，这种亲密的是神所设计的，但是在婚姻之外的就是罪。
What Jesus was saying is that what we might call today casual sex or things outside marriage, he's forbidding it.
对，对于耶稣的教导说，现在社会里面有的人在外面好像偶然就跟别人发生关系，在耶稣来看，那是罪，是被禁止的。
And of course, in the next verse or two, he also says easy divorce, just getting rid of your wife is not God's will.
然后在后面的经节里，主耶稣也告诉那些人，好像就很轻易的，就是休妻的，这些也都是罪。
So the Lord Jesus raised the standard to the highest level. He said, men and women should be chaste, and then within marriage you have intimacy.
所以主耶稣就把婚姻放到了他原有的高度，就是说男人和女人都应该是圣洁贞洁的，然后在婚姻当中，然后彼此忠诚。
If you don't get along, you don't just divorce.
如果你们处不好，你们不能离婚。
In Matthew 19, you'll see that when Jesus mentioned this, the disciples responded, if such is the case of the man with his wife, it's better not to marry.
我们看到耶稣的门徒，当耶稣讲到婚姻的时候，他们的反应就是说，如果是这样的话，那人倒不如不娶再好。
Now they're good Jews, but still he was saying you need to be chaste and then you need to stay with them and then they're like, wow, that sounds impossible.
虽然他们都是很好的犹太人，但是耶稣教导说你们要圣洁，然后同时呢你们要忠诚，然后呢彼此恩慈相待，这些门徒们觉得这是不可能做的事情，这个高度。
Thank the Lord that in that same chapter, Matthew 19, in verse 26, Jesus says, God does the impossible.
感谢神在马太福音19章26节，耶稣说，在人这是不能，在神凡事都能。
So this standard of single man, single woman is the standard of the Lord.
所以主的这一夫一妻的制，这是主的标准。
And this standard then was held by those new believers in the early centuries.
然后这样的标准也在早期的基督徒们，他们也持守这样的标准。
What did this look like for early believers? How did they view relationships, the marriage relationship?
所以早期的信徒，他们如何看待婚姻关系呢？
Very quickly, let's look at a couple verses from Paul that remind us how the early Christians took what Jesus said and believed it fully.
我们借着保罗书信里的一些经节，我们看到初期的信徒如何借着耶稣的话，然后他们全心的相信实行。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul's talking about our bodies.
在哥林多前书第六章，保罗在那里讲述我们的身体。
And he's really saying, in verse 19, he says, Oh, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?
哥林多前书第六章十九节，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人。
So Paul is reminding us that even our bodies are precious because the Lord can abide in us.
保罗提醒我们，那就是我们的身体也是非常宝贝的，因为主的灵住在我们的身体里。
In fact, what happens when people sin greatly is they look at someone else's body as just something to use.
所以人当人犯罪的时候，他们看见别人的身体好像是只是用来使用的。
In fact, for you young, currently modern day, you almost think some people think of their bodies as a playground.
现在社会甚至有人觉得他们的身体就是一个游乐园。
But of course, the Lord views our bodies as precious because He is in us.
但是主看我们的身体是宝贝的，因为他在我们里面。
Therefore, chastity and those things are very important.
所以那些贞洁，所以在我们的里面都是非常重要的。
Of course, when there are weddings, we always quote Ephesians chapter 5.
所以在婚礼的时候，我们都提到以弗所书第五章。
Husbands, love your wives.
你们做丈夫的要爱妻子。
Just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her.
就好像基督爱教会，将自己舍己。
So we see Jesus, that standard of marriage held up here in Paul's writings.
我们看到主耶稣所讲到的婚姻的标准，在保罗的书信当中也是支持。
Verse 31 of Ephesians 5, For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
然后在以弗所书第五章三十一节，为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
So, in God's sight, marriage is a place for true love of all kinds.
在人的眼中，婚姻就是成为二人合为一体，就是人的爱结合的地方。
And not only that, it reflects Christ and His church.
不但如此，它也反映了基督和教会的关系。
The love in marriage is ennobled. It's made more noble by the fact that it's a mirror of Christ's love for His church.
所以在婚姻当中的爱是非常高贵的，因为它是预表基督和教会之间的爱。
And then turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
我们再看到哥林多前书第七章。
This is again Paul writing.
保罗在这里。
Just going to read these verses quick. Verse 2.Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband. Let the husband render to the wife the affection due her, and likewise also the wife to the husband. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does.
哥林多前书第七章第二节到第四节。但要免淫乱的是，男子当各有自己的妻子，女子也当各有自己的丈夫，丈夫当用合一之分待妻子，妻子待丈夫也要如此。妻子没有权柄主张自己的身子，乃在丈夫；丈夫也没有权柄主张自己的身子，乃在妻子。
Notice that last phrase. That is shocking.
我们看见后面的一节非常的震惊。
Husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does.
丈夫也没有权柄主张自己的身子，乃在妻子。
So Paul is expressing the fact that in God's sight, man and woman are equal. Husband and wife give to each other.
所以保罗在这里解释到，在神的眼中，丈夫和妻子他们是平等的。
What could be more opposite than someone who's in a position of power abusing or using someone else?
这个与当时社会的那幅图画，就是在高阶层的人虐待低阶层的人，这幅图画是完全的相反。
So marriage is a gift of love, of the love of God to us, but Jesus had to restore it, bring it back, restore it.
婚姻是神赐给人的礼物，在爱中的一个礼物，但是耶稣把这个婚姻恢复到神的心意当中。
Then among believers, God's design for marriage was lived out by these believers.
然后在信徒当中，神对人婚姻的设计就在这些信徒当中活了出来。
So even today, we would say laws about polygamy and laws about abuse are really come from the Lord's standard.
所以我们可以说，今天那种对于一夫多妻制，还有对于那些虐待那些的法律的政策。都是因为基督对教会的影对社会的影响。
So even though there's much sin and abuse in the world, the fact that we call it abuse and say that it's wrong, that's from our Lord Jesus.
虽然在社会上啊，世界上还有很多的罪，很多的虐待，但是我们可以管这些叫做非法的，这些管这些叫做虐待，都是因为我们主啊的影响，我们主的标准。
And then, of course, this gift of marriage is one of a huge area in which you and I, if the Lord brings us into marriage, this is one of the areas that we love one another. We have expressed the love of God.
所以在神的设计当中，在婚姻当中，如果你和我如果都我们进到婚姻当中的时候，我们就在这一个领域来学习认识神给我们的爱，学习彼此相爱。
And then the third area we want to look at is how Christ expressed his love, his compassion to those who are really suffering.
第三点我们想讲到就是基督如何在对那些受苦人的怜悯当中彰显他的爱。
We know that last time we shared, we called it out and it came up in the verses already. Jesus affirmed that second greatest commandment is to love your neighbor.
上一次我们提到耶稣重新重申了神的诫命，就是第二个最大的诫命，就是爱你的邻舍。
God's standard.
这是神的标准。
But just as a reminder, in Greek and Roman culture, love wasn't at the center of virtue.
我们要记得在罗马和希腊的文化当中，爱并不是他们文化的核心。
Virtue, which by the way, the word is very similar, comes from the word manly.
他们里面的那种美德的美德的话呢，对他们来说就是非常像人性非常好看 manly.
So virtue was things like wisdom, justice, courage, moderation.
所以对他们来说，他们的美德就是智慧、公义、勇气、节制。
And one writer says these are great qualities in an army. This is what you need in an army. You need to be wise. You need to be just.
有的人说这些的美德其实是在军队中非常需要的。你需要有智慧，你需要有公义，有勇气。
And moderation is not about being kind to others. It's about being strong.
这里的节制呢，不是讲说对别人的，而是讲到说他非常有强势、有强力的，他可以。
So what's missing in these ideas of morality is love, mercy, compassion.
在这些他们的美德的定义当中呢，缺少了爱，缺少怜悯。
Now the Jews of that time, of course, they had the law of God. They knew those commandments.
犹太人在那个时候，他们确实有神爱的启示，他们有神的话语。
But for most Jews without Christ, of course, that command to love has been buried, covered over by the fact that they're living law. They're under the law.
但是对于很多的犹太人他们对于这些神爱的启示都被埋葬在他们的律法之下。
For even devout Jews, it was about works, and there was all kinds of status too.
对于那些非常敬虔的犹太人，他们最重要的都在于他们的工作，他们手所做的，然后在于他们的在社会当中阶层。
But our Lord Jesus broke through all of that.
但我们主耶稣打碎了这一切。
He showed love to everyone.
他向每一个人都发出施行慈爱。
He showed that the higher good, the main virtue, the one that matters most is love.
他告诉我们最重要的美德，超过所有其他的美德的就是爱。
We all know that when love comes into the picture, then there's so much blessing.
我们知道当爱来到这幅图画当中就带来非常大的祝福。
Whether we're talking relationships and marriage, or we're talking with children, or we're talking even with strangers, when our motivation is love, it's very different from those other virtues.
无论讲到我们和人的关系，无论是在我们家庭当中跟孩子们之间的关系，甚至跟陌生人之间的关系的时候，当我们有了爱这个美德的时候，它就改变了一切，变得非常重要。
So thank the Lord that we can follow the Lord's command to love.
感谢主，让我们可以跟随主的命令，我们来爱。
So let's just look at a few examples as we wrap up here. I want to just look at a few examples of Jesus expressing that love to people that were coming to him.
在我们结束的时候，我们就看几个例子，耶稣对于来到他的面前的时候， 如何来表彰显他的爱。
And as we do, we have echoing in our minds the Lord himself saying, this is my new commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you.
当我们想这些例子的时候，在我们背景的时候，我们就想到主给我们的新命令，就是你们要彼此相爱，就如同我是如何爱你们一样。
So we watch Jesus doing it.
我们现在就在看耶稣他如何的在做执行这样的爱。
So we'll just take a few examples where the word compassion is actually used to say Jesus had compassion on this person.
我们就看几处的经节，在那里耶稣讲到说耶稣向这个人施下了怜悯慈心。
And apparently this word compassion, we think of it coming from our heart, but this root word actually means it comes from your intestines, from your guts, it's from inside.
有的时候我们讲到这个怜悯，这个慈心是从我们心里出来的，但是这个词的原文的词根就讲到是从你的肚腹里面出来的，从你的内在里面出来的。
So let's just take some examples. Matthew 20, verse 34.
我们看到马太福音二十章第三十四节。马太福音二十章三十四节。
So they said, verse 33, they said to him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. So Jesus had compassion and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him.
读三十三节，他们说，主啊，要我们的眼睛能看见。耶稣就动了慈心，把他们的眼睛一摸，他们立刻看见，就跟从了耶稣。
In Mark chapter 1, verse 41.
然后马可福音第一章四十一节。
Starting with verse 40, and now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him, and saying to him, if you're willing, you will make me clean. Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him, and said to him, I am willing, be cleansed.
40节，有一个长大麻风的来求耶稣向他跪下说，你若肯，必能叫我洁净了。耶稣动了慈心，就伸手摸他说，我肯，你洁净了吧。
And then, so we see the Lord breaking through these barriers. Here, he touched the leper.
我们看见主就突破了这些界限，他伸手摸这个麻风病人。
As we said last time, the blind people are basically beggars. They're useless to society, but the Lord healed them.
我们上一次讲到那些瞎眼的人，他们对社会是毫无用处，他们只是做乞丐的，但主却医治了这些人。
And another example from Luke chapter 7.
另一个例子，路加福音第七章。
Verse 12, and when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother. She was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, do not weep. And he came and touched the open coffin. Those who carried him stood still and said, and he said, young man, I say to you, arise. So he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he presented him to his mother.
路加福音第七章十二节到第十五节，将近城门，有一个死人被抬出来。这人是他母亲独生的儿子，他母亲又是寡妇，在城里有许多人同着寡妇送病。主看见那寡妇，就怜悯他，对他说：“不要哭。”于是近前按着杠，抬的人就站住了。耶稣说：“少年人，我吩咐你起来。”那死人就坐起，并且说话。耶稣便把他交给他母亲。
What is this? The society would say the widow is, there's no, why care about the widow?
那社会可能会讲到说，为什么这是一个寡妇，为什么在乎她呢？
But here's our Lord Jesus having compassion on her and raising her son from the dead.
这里我们的主耶稣怜悯这个寡妇，把她寡妇的儿子那复活。
So the love of God was not something abstract. Jesus expressed that love through compassion and action.
所以神的爱并不是很抽象的，神借着他的话语，借着他的行动，把神的爱彰显了出来。
And another place the word compassion is used is actually by Jesus describing the Good Samaritan in the Good Samaritan parable.
另一个讲到耶稣的怜悯的时候，就在好撒玛利亚人的故事里面，耶稣用了怜悯。
We don't have to go. We won't go back and read that parable. We're all very familiar with it.
我们不用再回去再重新读，我们都对这段经节非常熟悉。
But notice that in verse 33, it says, "A certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion."
我们读路加福音啊、第33章那里就读这一节，唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他就动了慈心。
The Pharisee and the Levite who had good teaching, the more moral ones had passed him by, but the Samaritan who wasn't even a good Jew had compassion and served.
那祭司和利未人他们都有很好的教导，但他们走到那边就过去了。但这一个撒玛利亚人，好撒玛利亚连犹太人都不是，然而他却动了慈心。
And then the Lord says, verse 37, "Go and do likewise."
对三十七节，主说，耶稣说，你去照样行吧。
We are to show mercy. We are to do likewise.
我们要动了慈心，施下怜悯，我们也要如此行。
He said, "Love as I have loved you."
他说，你们爱像我爱你们一样。
And in this case, we're seeing love as I have shown you.
在这里我们看到你们要爱像我所 彰显给你们这样。
So what happened in the early church is that the early believers obeyed the Lord and tried to follow this, live it out.
所以在早期的信徒们他们相信主他们跟随主的教导他们要活出来这些教导。
Did you know that well, most hospitals in the entire world are there because of Christians?
大家知道吗大多数的医院在全世界他们的存在都是因着基督徒的缘故。
Because it was in those early centuries, as Christians became more in number, they created a hospital for people with plague or hospital for lepers.
因为那些早期的信徒当人数增多的时候他们就建立了医院为那些生病的人也建立了医院为那些得麻风病的人。
So as believers look around and saw the suffering, they said, let's help the ones next to us.
当信徒们看到身边受苦的人他们就彼此说让我们来帮助这些人怜悯这些人。
By the 5th century, thousands of hospitals existed.
到第五世纪已经有上千家的医院。
We know that all over the world when the gospel was preached and went very often, there would be believers then who would...set up things to help those who are suffering.
我们知道在全世界当人传讲福音的时候都有信徒们在那里就设立这些组织来帮助身边的人。
One point today is we take that all for granted.
今天所要讲的一个重点就是很多时候我们都觉得这些是正常理所当然的。
But it's not natural in man and society to care for those who are downtrodden.
但是在人和社会的原来的本样当中不是非常自然的就是来照顾这些属于受苦属于低劣的阶层的人。
All the credit goes to Lord Jesus.
所有的这些的好处的源头都是我们主耶稣。
It's his love, his command, his example, and believers living that out that has transformed our ideas about these things.
是因着他的爱他的话语他的行动他的怜悯然后基督徒们也能活出他的吩咐然后就这样改变了整个的社会。
So we too take that, take him seriously. As he brings people before us, we want to reach out with his love.
所以我们也是要认真的对待这些当主把人带到我们面前的时候我们也要活出主的爱。
So as we reviewed here how the Lord showed his love to the children, we want to embrace that example.
当我们主让我们看见他如何爱儿童的时候，我们也要拥抱回应他的例子。
We as believers love every person.
我们作为信主的人，我们爱每一个人。
Even those who are downtrodden and weak.
哪怕是那些有缺陷的，哪些是那些软弱的。
And we thank the Lord for him restoring marriage to be a place.A union in which his love can flow between husband and wife and then out.
我们也感谢主他把恢复婚姻神原来的设计让在那个联合当中神的爱能够充满。
So we, as we look at history and we see the situation, we rejoice that our Lord Jesus showed what love is really like. Practical ways.
我们看到历史当中发生的，我们也看到了在实际方面，主让我们看见活出他的爱是什么样子。
But you and I, brothers and sisters, we have the simple command to love one another as He loved us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们有主非常简单的吩咐，就是要让我们彼此相爱，像他爱我们一样。
Thank the Lord that through His redemption work, through His abiding in us, if we submit to Him, we actually can let His love flow through us.
感谢主，借着主救赎的工作，也感谢主借着他住在我们里面，我们能够让他的爱能够活出来。
May it be the case then that others can see, oh, that love shows that they're a disciple of Jesus Christ.
如果是真的这样的话，别人能借着这些爱能够看到，原来这些就是基督的门徒。
Now let's just close with a couple prayers as a few are led.
如果弟兄姊妹们有圣灵的感动，请几位有祷告结束。